Hello, you are listening to AB 60, California Driver's License FAQs, a podcast brought to you by the Immigrant Legal Resource Center. In this podcast, you will hear ILRC staff attorney Allison Kamai answer some frequently asked questions regarding driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants under California Law AB 60. So what is an AB 60 driver's license?
Governor Brown signed AB 60 into law in 2013, directing the DMV to issue a driver's license to any California resident who is eligible for a driver's license, regardless of immigration status. This means that an applicant who is undocumented can receive a driver's license under AB 60. An AB 60 license is valid for driving and for state ID purposes, but it is not a federal ID and cannot be used for certain federal purposes, such as boarding an airplane or entering restricted parts of federal buildings. AB 60 represents an enormous victory for immigrant communities and for the state as a whole. Now immigrant parents can get driver's licenses so that they can lawfully drive their children, many of whom are United States citizens, to school and to the doctor. This law is also a big win for public safety because in order to get a license, applicants will need to show proof of insurance, as well as to pass a written test on driving, an actual driving test, and a vision test.
Are AB 60 licenses available now?
Yes. AB 60 driver's licenses are available now as of January 2, 2015.
I'm an immigration attorney, and many of my undocumented clients are asking me if they should apply for a driver's license. What should I tell them?
Applying for a driver's license is a great idea for the vast majority of undocumented immigrants living in California. An AB 60 license will protect immigrants from getting cited for driving without a license, which can be a criminal offense, and from getting their car impounded simply on the basis of not having a license. Nevertheless, for clients who have certain prior criminal convictions or immigration violations, there may be some risk. The DMV may share information with law enforcement or immigration authorities if ICE requests information on the person. This means that if ICE is already looking for a person and asks DMV for information about that person, the DMV might share information about that person. Most people who are under investigation by ICE will be people who have criminal records which ICE considers serious or recent orders of deportation.
My client is in removal proceedings, so ICE already knows about her. She has no criminal record and a strong immigration case. Will the fact that she is in removal proceedings affect her ability to apply for an AB 60 license or place her at risk?
Immigration history is not a factor of eligibility for an AB 60 license. The information that the DMV could share with ICE includes a person's name, address, and photograph. Because this person is already in removal proceedings, and assuming ICE already knows this person's name, address, and what she looks like, there does not seem to be any risk to her immigration situation in applying for an AB 60 license.
My client previously applied for and got a driver's license in California using a fake Social Security number. Will this affect her ability to apply for an AB 60 license or place her at risk if she applies?
Although many people were forced into situations such as these in order to drive to take care of their children or make ends meet, it can be very risky for people in this situation to apply for a license. The DMV has said that it will not refer cases for criminal prosecution where the person used a fake number only to obtain a driver's license. However, if there are any indications that the person used the fake Social Security number for nefarious purposes, such as evading child support, identity theft, or fraud, that person may be at risk of being referred for criminal prosecution. Even if the person made up the Social Security number, the person could be suspected of identity theft if the number ended up belonging to another person. We are still learning how the DMV is handling cases like this, and the current advice is still not to apply if you used false information in a prior driver's license application until we know much more.
I have clients who previously applied for and got a driver's license in California using family members' Social Security numbers. Will this affect their ability to apply for an AB 60 license or place them at risk if they apply?
Using someone else's social security number could be seen as fraud or identity theft, so I suggest waiting to apply until we know more about how these cases are being handled.
My client is currently undocumented but has an application pending with the government for a green card. Should she apply for an AB60 license now or wait until she gets lawful status?
This decision is up to the client, but applying for an AB60 license now will not affect her immigration application and will not prevent her from getting a regular driver's license in the future. If she applies for an AB60 license now, she can transfer it to a regular driver's license once she gains lawful status.
I have many clients who are eligible for an AB60 license and may also be eligible for deferred action based on President Obama's executive action. Should they apply for a license now or wait until they get deferred action?
This decision is also up to the client. However, the new deferred action programs have not begun yet. Once they do begin, it will still take at least a year before the applications can be approved. So if I were eligible for an AB60 license, I would probably apply for it now to be able to drive lawfully while I waited for the deferred action process.
Does AB60 contain protections from discrimination?
The law prohibits state or local government agencies, officials, or programs that receive state funds from discriminating against someone because he or she has an AB60 license. This includes state and local law enforcement. AB60 itself also specifies that it is against the law to discriminate against an individual who has an AB60 driver's license.
Thanks for listening to our podcast on AB60 California Driver's License FAQs. For more information on AB60, please visit the Drive California Coalition's website at driveca.org. The Immigrant Legal Resource Center, or ILRC, is a national nonprofit resource center that provides legal training, educational materials, and advocacy to advance immigrant rights. The mission of the ILRC is to work with and educate immigrants, community organizations, and the legal sector to continue to build a democratic society that values diversity and the rights of all people. This podcast was brought to you by the Immigrant Legal Resource Center.